Nossa, tô bem agora. Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm now talking about Comrade Jeremy Corbyn's new extreme left-wing party, which he's just launched, and they've got the curious name for it, Your Party. I don't know, I thought they might call it Democratic Left or something like that, or the Socialist Party. Anyway, so he was a Labour Party MP for many years, representing Islington, first elected in 1983. Don't want to give you too much background on Mr. Corbyn. When is he born? 1949, if I'm correct. He grew up in a small town called Newport in Shropshire. That's in the English West Midlands, only about a 40-minute drive from Wales. And it was a very anti-socialist place, a rock-solid Conservative constituency almost throughout history. I've been there once, actually. I can't remember the name of the school he went to, but a couple of my friends went there. And then he went to one of the worst universities in the United Kingdom, but that was too difficult for him. He dropped out of that. He went on, did voluntary service overseas, VSO, in Jamaica. Now he was supposedly teaching people, even though I don't know what he has to teach them. He did that for a while, and he formulated his far left beliefs. He grew up fairly well off. He's one of three brothers, and his brother Piers, also a loony, sort of anti-vaxxer, anti-scientific. And I'm not sure what bits and bobs of Corbyn did in the 1960s, sorry, the 1970s. He briefly dated Diane Abbott, who was elected to Parliament in 1987, and he's been married twice. His second wife is she Colombian, I think. He has at least two children, and so that's him. So he's definitely left field, and in some ways he's sincere, because he's been willing to espouse beliefs which were deeply unpopular, and some of them become fashionable since. So he's not one to trim. And I heard him address the Oxford Union in 2003 about the time of the liberation of Iraq, and he was desperate to keep the fascist regime in power in Iraq, despite its genocide against the Kurds, saying he denounced the genocide at the time. In fairness, he did, but there was no way to ensure there'd be no recurrence unless, of course, the Ba'athist regime was deposed, and the deposition thereof was impossible without foreign military intervention. Iraqis had tried to take down Saddam Hussein al-Tikriti many times, and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis had paid for their lives in failed attempts to do so. He was the most rebellious Labour MP ever, a thorn in the side of every Labour leader. He was totally opposed to any attempt to make it electable. So he was really myopic in this belief. I mean, he would have ensured permanent Conservative government. And he's the side of sort of every enemy that the United Kingdom has ever had since 1945. And I don't believe in being blinkered about these things. It's right to criticize government policy sometimes, maybe most of the time, on foreign policy and defense. And I mean, although I'm not a peacenik, it's sometimes right to say no war. There's certain wars the UK has fought that I believe the United Kingdom ought to have avoided. A Republic of Ireland, we stayed out of wars ever since partition. And that's perhaps been the right thing to do. But often an apologist for tyrannies if they espouse socialist economics. But he definitely doesn't live as his preachers. I mean, he doesn't give away his wealth to the needy and things like that. And he's willing to, excuse all sorts of cruelty by communist regimes. And then, to everyone's astonishment, he was elected leader of the Labour Party in 2017. And most of his own cabinet, she had a cabinet resign in 2018, forced the leadership election, which he won, came back in. But for the Tory Party, it was the gift that kept on giving. Labour was sort of in chaos, although he did play a blinder in the 2019 election and almost won. But obviously, Israel and its minions in the United Kingdom was desperate to bring him down to smear as an anti-Semite. I think his views are rebarbative of many views, but I don't think he's anti-Semitic. He certainly had Jewish friends. He's never been anti-Jewish. He's trying to criticize grossly unjust and criminal policies of the Israeli government, but he certainly not said he dislikes Jews or Judaism or anything like that, Jews as a faith or an ethnicity. So this is really a slur on his good name. And he said that anti-Semitism had been exaggerated for whatever political advantage, and that's true. So he's eventually booted out of the Labour Party, and then he stood as an independent in 2024, and indeed was re-elected, defeating the Labour candidate. So there he is, Zara Sultana, who was a young Labour MP, has lost the whip, and she's on his side. So she's from a Muslim background. Jeremy Corbyn has a very good reputation amongst the Mohammedan community. So that's it, your party. That's the name. She said it's not actually called your party, but they haven't come up with a name yet. They've been floating this idea for a couple of weeks now. So as an independent MP at this point, I think the very obvious thing to do is to unite with the Greens and these pro-Palestinian MPs and call it Green Left. And there are Green Left parties in other seats. So what does the party stand for? I can tell you sort of, high tax, high regulation, renationalization of just about everything, getting rid of nuclear weapons, probably leaving NATO, not rejoin the European, European Union, I wouldn't say, maybe expelling Northern Ireland from the United Kingdom, crashing the economy by taxing the rich into emigrating, just more welfare, more people to go on benefits, and just an ever-growing, crushing burden on working people, particularly the independent sector, probably criminalizing independent education. I'm not sure what else. So it would really be disastrous. The racialization of everything, everything is racist, racist, racist. So tyranny, really, be the end of civil liberty and private property, and be real, put the mental into environmental. And I mean, I know climate change is real, is principally anthropogenic and is injurious to us, but they might go too far too fast. But if he really believes all this, he could live like in a studio flat or something, give away his wealth to the needy, but he doesn't do so, and he buys alcohol and things like that, which is very wasteful. So he's really got a soft spot for Castro's Cuba, and I know Cuba is not that bad a place. I mean, it was very oppressive, but it's not that oppressive anymore, and they at least can leave the country. So he has at least spoken up for human rights for Palestinians, but a bit of a danger for Labour because Labour is hemorrhaging support. There'll be major rebellions in the Labour Party. More Labour MPs may defect. Some have already lost the whip, have not actually jumped ship. So it was a loveless victory for Labour last time, and Reform UK is well ahead. So trouble is on the left of the Labour Party and the Green Party and Corbyn's new party, and I suppose the Liberal Democrats, you rather as a left-wing party, and then. In Wales and Scotland, there would be the separatists. There'd be the sort of up to five parties on the left. Now, on the right, I mean, if reform indeed is right, some economically, some of the left wing, there's Reform United Kingdom and indeed the Conservative Party. So that would probably the split on the right would not be as bad. Extreme left, well, I think it is actually. I mean, isn't that communism if the government's to own everything? I don't think they want to outlaw other political parties. I mean, they might do on the basis that anyone who doesn't agree with them is racialist. The Labour Party is a left of centre party, believing yes in capitalism, but higher, more regulation and higher taxation and stuff like that. But it doesn't actually say we can't have private property, whereas he does. So that's his party. I mean, I think they get several seats next time. I don't see them going for too far. And yeah, the blindingly obvious thing is to merge with the Greens. Just like in Northern Ireland, I cannot for the life of me see why the Democratic Unionist Party, Ulster Unionist Party, didn't amalgamate a dozen years ago. Anyway, watch this space. Thanks for tuning in, Ar Moha.